Dana, be quiet. I'm trying to talk to the people about the internet.
Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Robert Wadsworth. I live on Rock Maple Road in Saugerties, New York. And it seems that I don't have any internet, and I was just calling to find out if there's a problem in the area or if it's just me.
Okay, so what I'm understanding is the fact that your internet's not working, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I can definitely take a look at that for you. Could you please provide me with your service address?
It's 4 Rock Maple Road, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay. All right, Robert, I've got you here. And what is the best phone number in the event that we need to reach you, please?
I got to pull it up because I don't know my phone number. You don't know my phone number.
No, it's
845-126-6646. That's not at all my phone number.
You said you didn't know.
My phone number is 1518 530-7065.
Okay, perfect. All right,
it's
so I'm seeing.
It is quite the emergency. You have three little girls that are going crazy because they can't stare at their tablet.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, quiet. Okay, and I understand, especially with the kids, because I've got young kids too, so I completely understand that.
Mother, you're going to pay day bar, I'll tell you.
Quiet,
I'm on the phone.
So it looks like that we will need to send somebody out, but the problem is that it is not going to be available until tomorrow morning, from what I see.
Oh,
why? Is it, like I said, is it just us or is it the area?
Yeah, it's an isolated incident, unfortunately.
What could
we have to send somebody out to take a look at it.
Could you tell me what it might be, like, as far as an isolated incident?
I'm thinking it could be something in the, at the street, like at the network at the street.
Yeah.
So okay. That's why we would have to send out a tech.
All right.
Let me just take a look at the calendar and see what the earliest is that we can send somebody out.
All right. The only problem with that is we both go to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't have to be home for that part if it's at the street.
Okay.
Because, again, if it's work on the street, then it's at the street. I'm checking one of my systems right now to take a look here.
I'm pretty sure they went underground with it. So you're aware.
Oh, yeah, no, that we can handle because we have access points.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really? That we can actually handle.
You know, I was just letting you know that it was underground, that area. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
I used to do telecommunication line. I was a telecommunication lineman for about 6 years.
Okay, can you do me one favor? I know you've been through the basic troubleshooting already. I just want to see if maybe they had managed to work something out. Are you able to unplug both the modem and the router and leave them unplugged for 30 seconds, plug in the modem and router first, like the modem first and then the router?
All right, now what's the difference between the modem and the router?
The modem is the black one.
Okay.
Check to make sure all the connections are secure on the back of the modem, and then unplug the power cable.
All right, I can do that.
I know you've been through the basic troubleshooting. I just want to try it once more and maybe see if it was an infrastructure issue.
Do you want me to do that while you're on the phone with me?
Yes, please.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. No worries.
Now, how will I know if it? Now it's just green. It's like flashing green.
Yeah, so that's the router. That's the white one. The modem is the black one, and it should be flashing three lights, hopefully.
I thought I did the modem. The modem should be close to the.
Yeah, so the black box is the modem. The white box is the router. That's the one that would have the green light in the front. When that's flashing, then it would be an issue with the internet. The modem is the one that has the three lights on the front.
All right. Would that be a, could that be a, not next to the router, but it'd be somewhere else in the house?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It was a little muffled.
I'm just wondering if it, if the, the router and the modem, are they, they have to be close together? I'm just wondering.
No, they do have to be connected with an Ethernet cable, though. But again, I'm not seeing, I'm not seeing anything as far as the modem goes. So,
I'm having trouble locating the black box that you're talking about.
So we have two pieces of equipment. The first one is the one that gets the fiber cable into it.
Okay.
Typically, it's black with the three lights on the front. The router is the white one.
Yeah, we have two of the routers. I just can't seem to find the...
Do you know where the... follow the Ethernet cable that goes from the one router?
Yeah.
And it should lead you to the modem.
I mean, I'm right next to the white, the router, right? The router is the white thing?
Yes, the router is the white one.
I'm right next to the router, but I don't see the modem anywhere.
Okay, do you see the incoming Ethernet cable from the back of the router?
Yeah.
Follow that, please.
No.
It goes right into the wall.
Okay.
The white one goes into the wall.
No, you can't.
And then the other one goes into the plug.
But you didn't land on that.
Okay. So with that going right into the wall.
Maybe it's downstairs?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because they could have possibly put it where the connection comes into the house.
All right, let me go down there. I'll go look. I think I know where it is. Must be in the garage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm.
No,
I'm,
no, you're fine.
I'm computer illiterate.
That's perfectly fine. That's why I'm here. I can help walk you through it. Did I lose you? Robert, are you still with me? Robert, if you can hear me, I think you might have muted yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can.
Please be quiet.
Yes, now I can. Absolutely. Sorry,
yeah,
I think you muted yourself.
No, I think I lose service when I go downstairs.
Oh, that's understandable, too. I know it's Socrates. I mean, it's. I always lose service in Socrates. It's very spotty at times.
We're in
Rhinebeck, forget about it.
Oh, yeah. We're in Twin Naples. It's like the butt crack of the town.
Yeah.
I went down there and I looked, and it looks like it's red. There's one red light and one green light.
Yes. So what you want to do is you want to unplug that one from the power.
Okay.
For about 30 seconds.
All right. I'm going to leave the phone up here. I'm going to go do that.
Okay. Absolutely. No worries.
I'll be right back.
All righty.
Guys, please don't let this lady have to listen to you guys.
Believe me, I've got kids. I'm perfectly fine with it.
Nobody's on the board anymore. Keep your feet in your ear. Keep your feet in your ear. Sophie?
I do.
Keep your hands in your eyeballs.
Okay, keep it in my eyeballs.
I have 3 children. I am not bothered by it one bit. I have a 4-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 13-year-old, believe me. And my 8-year-old and 13-year-old are constantly at each other's throats. So trust me, this is nothing compared to what my kids do.
So I unplugged it. I left it unplugged for 30 seconds. I plugged it back in.
Okay, hopefully that would have cleared anything. But from what I can see, it's still not popping up.
The second light in, it looks like a sun or a star.
Yeah.
It's red. What is that?
So that could just mean that there's an issue at the network at the street. So that means if the first one is good, then that's fine because that means the power. But then you also have the network at the street, so the incoming network. And then the third one usually means that there's an issue between the router and the modem. So if the router's not getting signal, the modem would also realize that it's not getting signal. The second light would mean that it's not getting any internet at all. So what I'm going to do is I have everything basically set up. I am going to have them come out at 10 a.m. in the morning to take a look at the network at the street and see if they can find the issue there. I am putting in that you and your wife will be at work, correct? Oh, you're breaking up. I'm so sorry.
We will.
That's better. Yeah, so both of you will be at work, but I stated that issue may lie at street. I've lost you again.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Yes, now I can.
All right.
Gotta love the spotty areas.
Yes.
All right, so I've gone ahead and I've booked that. So they will be out at 10 o'clock in the morning to check the network at the street to see if maybe that's the underlying cause.
Yeah,
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
No.
All right. I know it can be very frustrating, especially with young kids, and every kid is so dependent upon the internet. So I completely understand.
I mean, do like what we did in the '80s, but
yeah.
Like, well, what did you guys do? I said,
could make a night out of it, make pillow forts if you have that capability.
Yeah.
Just an idea from parent to parent.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. I'm sorry I wasn't able to resolve it tonight, but a tech will be out first thing in the morning at about 10 a.m. to go ahead and take a look. Okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Was there anything else that I can help with tonight?
No, you're good. Thank you.
Okay, you're so very welcome. Thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. Have a fantastic evening, okay?
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.